In travel news, for November 13th, 2023, we talk about the recent volcanic activity in Iceland and the possible effects on travel. Denmark is introducing a new eco-friendly tax on air travel, and France's planned air traffic control upgrade and its effect on flights. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like me can do it. And now, today in travel. Iceland, known for its stunning landscape sculpted by volcanic activity, is currently under close scrutiny due to heightened seismic activities. While the Icelandic Meteorological Office has reported a dense swarm of seismic activity suggesting magma accumulation, the country is currently open to travelers. In recent days, the town of Grindavik, located just 10 miles south of Keflavik International Airport, has seen an evacuation, raising concerns amongst travelers. The airport, a critical hub for Icelandair and Play flights, continues to operate normally, but with increased readiness. The Blue Lagoon, one of Iceland's most iconic tourist destinations, has closed temporarily due to the seismic disruptions. This closure, along with the restricted access to areas south and southeast of Keflavik Airport, impacts tours and itineraries in the region. Travelers with pre-booked tours are advised to contact their travel advisor or tour providers for updates or alternative plans. Despite the situation, international travel advisories, including those from the U.S. State Department and the United Kingdom, remain at lower alert levels, though they recommend monitoring local news and avoiding areas of immediate seismic activity. Travelers are urged to have comprehensive travel insurance. It's crucial to check if your policy remains valid in case your country of residence issues a travel advisory against Iceland. In the event of an eruption, airport closures and flight disruptions are a possibility, and being insured is a safety net for such unforeseen circumstances. Outside the immediate area of concern, life in Reykjavik and other parts of Iceland continue as usual. International ferries and cruise ships in the region are operating normally. For those looking to explore Iceland, options beyond the capital remain accessible and unaffected. While the seismic activity in Iceland poses potential risks, the situation is being closely monitored, and travel within most parts of the country remains safe and viable. Travelers should stay informed, be flexible with their plans, and ensure they are adequately insured. The allure of Iceland's natural beauty, coupled with the right precautions, still makes it a worthwhile destination for adventurous travelers. Denmark has taken a significant step towards sustainable aviation with its recent proposal for a green passenger tax. This initiative is part of a broader movement to reduce the climate footprint of the aviation sector and transition to greener practices. Starting in 2025, Denmark plans to implement a tax of 100 Danish crowns, approximately $14.35 US, on air travel. The structure of this tax will vary based on flight distances, with different rates for intra-Europe travel, medium and long-distance flights. By 2030, the cost would be $9 for travel within Europe, $34 for medium, and $56 for long-distance flights. The green tax is expected to generate about 1.2 billion crowns annually, half of which will finance Denmark's transition to sustainable fuels such as hydrogen, biofuels, and power-to-X technologies. The aim is to have all domestic flights in Denmark using green fuels by 2030. The remaining funds will support the country's elderly population. The move by Denmark mirrors a global trend where governments are imposing tourist taxes to fund sustainability initiatives. For instance, Amsterdam announced an increase in its tourist taxes to fund local services, and Iceland introduced a tourist tax to aid in achieving carbon neutrality by 2040. Interestingly, while Denmark adopts government directives for green aviation, American carriers such as Southwest are independently committing to sustainable aviation fuels. Southwest's agreement to purchase up to 680 million gallons of sustainable aviation fuels from 2028 highlights this proactive approach. The International Air Transport Association has emphasized the need for government incentives to boost sustainable aviation fuels production. They argue that the high cost and low supply of sustainable aviation fuels necessitate governmental support, especially from countries aligned with the Paris Climate Agreement. Denmark's green passenger tax proposal represents a vital step towards sustainable aviation, aligning with global efforts to mitigate the environmental impact of air travel. While this approach varies globally, the commitment to green initiatives is a shared goal across the industry. For travelers, this could mean a slight increase in travel costs, but it's a price that hopefully contributes to a greener future, making it a worthy investment for the planet and future generations. Travelers planning to fly to or from Paris in the early months of 2024 should brace for potential disruptions. France is set to undergo a significant upgrade of its air traffic control systems, affecting flight schedules across several major airports. The current French air traffic control system, a relic of the 1970s, is due for a major overhaul due to the rapid growth in air traffic. This renovation, involving substantial updates to nearly 80% of the system, aims to enhance efficiency and capacity in handling the over 2.5 million flights that pass through French airspace annually. From January 9th to February 14th, 2024, airlines have been advised to reduce flights by 20% at Paris's Charles de Gaulle, Orly, Le Bourget, and Beauvais airports. This reduction is expected to lead to around 16,500 flight cancellations, impacting both short and long-haul routes. Air France has already announced the cancellation of over 4,200 flights by the Air France KLM group, primarily affecting short and medium-haul routes. Passengers impacted by these cancellations are being offered transfers to alternative flights. Travelers should stay informed about their flight status and explore flexible booking options during this period. Airlines are likely to prioritize long-distance routes, so those planning shorter trips may need to consider alternative travel arrangements. Investing around 1 billion euro, France aims to transition to a new generation system to handle more flights efficiently. The scale of this operation is unprecedented, with the new software already implemented in other French air traffic control centers, but pending final testing in the largest center managing Paris and Beauvais airports. The planned upgrades to the French air traffic control system are crucial for future air travel efficiency and capacity. While the short-term impact on travel plans can be inconvenient, the long-term benefits of a more modern, efficient air traffic system are significant. Travelers should plan accordingly, stay updated, and consider flexible travel insurance options during this transition period. Today in Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.